Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are learning Brachos Daf Samach Beis together. The topic of today is the cloak and the census. Out of the 21 Psukim that are found on Daf Samach Beis, we're going to be focusing on two of them. Those two Psukim are found in Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis. Here they are, how they read. Shmuel Aleph Perek Chav Vov Pasuk Yud Tes is Va'ata, and now Yishma Noha Adoni HaMelech, listen to me, O King. Eis Divrei Avdoi, you're to the words of your servants. Im Hashem Hisis Chabi Yoreach Bincha. If Hashem has incited you against me, let him be appeased by my offering. V'im b'nei ha'adam arurim ha'im lifnei Hashem. But if it is men, let them be accursed of Hashem, from Hashem. Ki geirushuni hayoim mistapech b'nachlas Hashem lemor leich avoid elekim achirim. For they have chased me out to serve of the land of Hashem, to serve worship other gods. In other words, he's being sent into Golus, into exile. The second pasuk we're going to focus on is at the very tail end of Shmuel Beis, Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. Vayosef av Hashem lacharois b'Yisrael, Hashem's anger flared up against the nation of Israel. Vayosef says David bohem leimor, and he incited David against them, saying, Melech menei es Yisrael v'es Yehuda, and he sent a census to count Israel and Yehuda. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Samach Beis and Beis connects these two quotations and makes the following conclusion. Rabbi Lazar says that when David called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesis, a person who incited, when David HaMelech says, Shaul, is it your people or is it you, Hashem, who is giving you the advice to pursue me? Hashem says, you think that you can call me a Mesis, a person who incites others. Well, I'm going to be Mesis you. I'm going to make you forget the basic halacha that you're not allowed to count B'nai Yisrael, as we learned from the beginning of Pashas Kisisa. And rather, David Melech made a mistake, did a census which created a terrible plague, killing tens of thousands of people. So just understand both of these quotations in context and the connection between them. This pasuk occurs in Perek Chavav in Shmuel Aleph, and it refers to a circumstance in which David HaMelech is being pursued by his father-in-law, Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech has relentlessly pursued him, and David HaMelech has an occasion to kill his father-in-law, and he does not. And this is one of the examples where his father in law does fall into his hands, and he has the opportunity of killing him. What happens is David HaMelech sneaks into the camp and gets through all the guards of Shaul HaMelech and is able to kill him, but instead of killing him, he takes the flask of water and the spear of Shaul HaMelech, runs away to the adjoining mountaintop and calls out to his father-in-law, and he uses the opportunity to say, you, Shaul HaMelech, are unfortunately the victim of not true news. You are the victim of somebody who's inciting you to hate me, because were I to hate you, I would have killed you. Somebody, whether it be Hashem or your advisors, is inciting you to hate me, but it's not me. I am not the one who's to blame here. That's what David HaMelech says, and that's where the Gemara picks up on the fact that David HaMelech uses the word im hisis chabi yoreach mincha, that he perhaps has the hint or the innuendo that there is a inciter who is involved in this situation, and perhaps even potentially HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second citation is the very end of Sefer Shmuel Beis in Perek Chof Dalet, in which David HaMelech takes a census of the nation of Israel, ensuing in the death of 70,000 souls. The strange thing over there is that there it says, Vayoses es David bohem neymar. David was enticed or incited to count the nation of Israel, thereby losing the lives of those tens of thousands of people. And the question that all the Mefarshim ask is, why should David HaMelech's mistake impact the other people? Why is it that a bad choice that David HaMelech makes is the last of life of tens of thousands of people? That's not how we believe things work. Every person has their own spiritual portfolio, and a person really should be able to stand on their own grounds. So the Radak says, if you read the pasuk very carefully, the one that the Gemara quoted, it says, Vayosef af Hashem lacharois b'Yisrael. That means to say that there was a hidden sin. They weren't living a very good life right now. They were actually living a less than exemplary life. But that was a hidden sin. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave David the opportunity to misstep, and David HaMelech counted them, which became the vehicle of killing the people for the sins which they deserved to die for. In other words, they had their own guilt. David HaMelech made his mistake, and his mistake ended up in the guilty people, the guilty parties, receiving their due ends. So in the end of the day, you see the irony over here? What is David HaMelech saying when Shaul's chasing him and he has the opportunity of killing Shaul HaMelech? He says, you know, Shaul, as he says earlier on when he was in the cave with Shaul in the previous incident, you know, I know that you deserve to die, but I'm not going to be the one who's going to do that. I am not going to be the one who's going to be the vehicle of it. There must be somebody else who wants you to hurt me, to kill me, but I will not be the vehicle of that. Yadi alti boy. Then ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, David Melech, if you want to kick up to me the divine justice, if you want to say that, you know, you're not going to do the dirty work, well, ultimately, I'm going to make you the vehicle for my divine justice. There are going to be a number of people in the nation of Israel who deserve to die. I'm going to make you the vehicle for them. Don't kick the ball back up to me. That's what seems to be happening over here. Which is why this explains the continuation of the story of the census. What ends up happening? Gad, who's the Navi at the time, turns to David and presents him with three options as to what the punishment for the census should be. Here's how he says it. This is later on in the Perek Chof Dalet of Shmuel Beis. Do you want option A, 7 years of famine in your land, or you're going to have 3 months of being pursued by your enemies, and he's going to chase you, or do you want 3 days of pestilence in your land? So he's given three terrible options to choose between, which are going to impact the people. And David Melech responds with the pasuk which we use in Tachanun, Vayomer David El Gad. David says to Gad, Gad referring to the Navi Gad, Tzar li mi'od, nipna la biyad Hashem ki rabim rachamo v'yad adam alepona. Please let me fall in the hand of Hashem, which means, what option is he taking? He's taking option C. Let there be 3 days of pestilence, rather than falling in the hands of men, which is being dependent on others because of famine, or being pursued by enemies. Why does he choose that? The Mefarshim explain, because he knows that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a greater Rahman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be more merciful than any human being will. So what do you see the dramatic irony over here? Here, David HaMelech is once again pushing the din back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the ultimate judge, the ultimate justice. The discussion which the Gemara is identifying over here is how involved is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the decision making of human beings. And that's exactly the issue. At the beginning, David HaMelech says, I am not going to perform a God's justice, even though you deserve to die. And Shaul HaMelech, why are you doing this? Maybe Hashem incited you to do this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to show you that you will be the vehicle of my being Mesis you later on. That's what ends up happening. David becomes the vehicle of the destruction of 70,000 people who are liable for death. And when that came down to it, he was given the choice. And ultimately, ironically, in the very choice he made, he actually abdicated from choice making by giving it back to God. And that's exactly the spectrum of discussion which is being understood and being investigated here. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.